Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hello and welcome to the NITV News Podcast. Indigenous Senator Jacinta Napinjimpa Price has shelved her deputy leadership ambitions after Susan Lee emerged victorious from the leadership ballot of the Liberal Party. Senator Price withdrew when Angus Taylor, the man she pinned her leadership hopes on, was defeated in a close vote that saw Susan Lee become the first Liberal leader in 81 years. While Senator Price contemplates her future, Labor's Malandiri McCarthy was sworn in for another term as the Federal Minister for Indigenous Australians. Makili Siren reports.
Emerging from the party room after a tight contest for Liberal leadership, the normally outspoken Northern Territory Senator had little to say.
Was it worth a switch, Senator Price?
I'll be making comments in due course.
Earlier, the new Nationals leader was more forthcoming after Senator Price quit the party to join the Liberals.
The reality is Jacinta has an ambition greater than what the National Party can provide. We can only ever be the Deputy Prime Minister. She wants to be the Prime Minister one day.
In a statement, Senator Price congratulated Susan Lee as the newly appointed leader of the Liberal Party and her deputy, Ted O'Brien, saying, "So while the outcome today is not the one that I would have wanted, it in no way lessens my commitment to the Liberal Party and the broader coalition." Senator Price's future now in the hands of the new leader.
My shadow cabinet will include people who did support me in this room this morning and people who did not.
The new opposition leader taking questions on her stance on Indigenous flags and welcome to country ceremonies.
We should unite under the one Australian flag. That is my firm view. Of course, I'm happy to stand in front of the Indigenous flag, and I frequently do, and I frequently have. With respect to welcome for country, it's simple. If it's meaningful, if it matters, if it resonates, then it's in the right place.
Meanwhile, Malandiri McCarthy was sworn in for a second term as Minister for Indigenous Australians. Joining Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's New Look Ministry, Senator McCarthy will work with fellow re-elected Northern Territory MP Marion Scrimgeour, appointed as a special envoy for communities, answering calls for stronger First Nations leadership. Makili Siren, NITV News.
Victoria's Indigenous Truth-Telling Inquiry is expected to make more than 100 recommendations when it hands down its final report next month. The chair of the Yurok Justice Commission, Auntie Eleanor Burke, yesterday made a landmark address at the Melbourne Press Club where she looked back on some of the extraordinary evidence she had heard during the inquiry's hearings. She spoke out strongly against the state government's decision to repeal bail laws earlier this year that had been put in place after years of advocacy. She also argued the Commission's work had shown the importance of treaty.
Treaty is a common sense approach to deal with important matters affecting our people. A treaty would give First Peoples the ability to make decisions about these issues as they relate to our people. It can help future-proof the progress we have made in Victoria. In our final report, Yurok is expected to make more than 100 recommendations based on the evidence that we have received. These recommendations include significant reforms to broken systems and a range of practical solutions to the problems the government can implement now. Other recommendations will be suitable to be taken forward through the treaty process.
The Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service has condemned a $700 million investment into prisons by the state government, arguing more should be spent on community programs and legal services. The government has announced an extra $727 million towards additional beds in prisons and detention centres as part of the upcoming state budget. It comes after harsh new bail laws introduced in March have seen a significant increase in people imprisoned and on remand in Victoria. 465 more people on remand this month compared to last April, an increase of 22%. And there are 39 more young people on remand compared to the same time frame, up 71%.
We have the toughest bail laws in the country that is now seeing more people, alleged offenders, going to jail rather than getting bail.
A significant cultural site in Victoria has been left severely damaged after vandals covered it in graffiti. Police were informed on Sunday about an incident of vandalism at Paradise Falls in the Alpine National Park in northeast Victoria. The waterfalls are a popular tourist attraction in the national park and are a sacred women's place for the Punurong people. But the falls have now been left defaced with a string of words spray painted onto the face of the waterfall, said to be 2 metres tall and several metres wide. Local mob are worried about the damage removing the graffiti will have on the already eroding rock face. Police are investigating the matter and have asked anyone with information to come forward. The annual AFL Sir Doug Nicholls Round has been launched in Darwin ahead of the first game this Thursday between the Gold Coast Suns and Hawthorn. It comes days on from Port Adelaide Football Club calling for more to be done to combat racism in the sport, following renowned controversy around their star forward Willie Rioli.
A picture of some of AFL's First Nations finest, players eager to get the ball rolling on the 2025 Sir Doug Nicholls Round.
Always look forward to it, you know, say it every year, I get goosebumps coming back here, you know, playing on home soil in front of family and friends.
Noongar man Stephen Michael accepting his award as this year's honoree. The WA football legend recognised for his work on and off the field.
But I'm just very proud to be recognised as Sir Doug Nicholls Round. It's a great thrill in my life, and you know, players don't ask to be these types of people. It just comes along because you want to do the best that you can.
This year marks 10 years since the Indigenous Round was dedicated to Sir Doug Nicholls, an ongoing celebration of extraordinary contributions of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander players, cultures and communities to Australian football. The Sir Doug Nicholls Round is set to kick off here at Darwin's TIO Stadium on Thursday, but as players prepare to don their Indigenous Guernsey, fresh controversy around ongoing racism in the sport continues to dominate headlines. Port Adelaide star forward Willie Rioli was last week banned from Saturday's showdown against the Adelaide Crows following an alleged aggressive message sent to a Western Bulldogs player. In a statement shortly after, the Port Adelaide Football Club said Willie, like many of our First Nations and multicultural players, has endured racist abuse both directly and casually throughout his career, not as exceptional incidents, but as a persistent, ongoing reality.
It would appear that there's still more work to do, and we know that and we acknowledge that, and that's something the AFL can't fix it by itself. It's something that it's the AFL, it's our clubs, it's our players, it's our coaches. It's an all-of-industry approach that we're going to need to continue to make our environments the best they can be.
Emma Kellaway, NITV News.
Meanwhile, in Sydney, the Swans are preparing for the Indigenous Round by engaging in cultural activities. The Swans are preparing for the Mangrook Trophy match against Carlton on Friday. It's believed the traditional possum skin ball game played between some nations in Victoria is one of the inspirations for today's modern footy. The side will compete in their Mangrook Guernsey, which takes inspiration from the Dharawal, Bidjigal and Gadigal lands. The cultural celebrations are a highlight for non-Indigenous players.
I certainly have enjoyed it. It's been a bit of a different experience, but I think the whole club enjoys these sort of days. Learn new things and, open to a few new things. So, very, very cool and exciting for us. Been doing some cultural activities, currently doing some fire making and did some dancing earlier on as well.
And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For more Indigenous news, tune in to NITV News weeknights at 6:30 p.m. and stay tuned right here on NITV Radio for all the latest news updates.